Everybody got their palm? That's why we're here. Well, that's one of the reasons we're here. This weekend, we renew the decor of our homes, right? What do you guys do with your palms? There's lots of different things people do. Sometimes people braid them into very intricate designs. Like if you watch the Holy Father from Rome, usually he's got this huge, like, I don't know what it is, but it's looped and braided. It's made up of all sorts of palms, very, very ornate. Some people make them into like little origami crosses, usually during my homily, but you guys beat me to it. Right? That's the trick. And then, yeah, everybody's got their cross. Everybody got a cross already? Raise your cross. Yep. Very nice. Some people put them in their cars. People will put them in their cars as sort of a holy reminder. Our family, we always, and I'm sure many of you do this as well, we would put them behind holy pictures or behind a crucifix in the home, right? I had a friend whose mother, she never threw them away. So she had a picture of the Last Supper, and every year there were just more and more and more blades of palm behind her. I said, why do you have all of these? Well, what am I going to do with them? I said, put them in your garden. Oh, so that's something you can do with your palm. You don't have to bring it to church. You don't have to feel guilty about keeping it somewhere. You can put it in, you know, crumple it up, throw it in your garden. You have some holy mulch there, right? Yep. Give it back to Jesus, right? You know, if you're like me, when I was a kid, I had brothers and sisters, right? So standing in the pews, we would be tickling each other with them, right? Annoying one another. My parents couldn't keep us far enough apart because on Palm Sunday, everybody's in church. So you can't spread yourselves out. So Austin and Beth and Kevin, we all were, you know, tickling each other and annoying everyone. I don't know if this is new to me, the pussy willows. Scott brought these. Where'd you get these, Scott? Trader Joe's. Wow, okay. So this is more of an Eastern European thing because they don't grow palms in Poland, right? So they have these, which are reminders also of that. But the palms, whatever you do with the palms, they're meant to be visible reminders. They're what we call sacramentals, huh? We have these things in our church. We have holy water. We have oils. We have all sorts of different things that remind us of our faith that we use in practicing our faith. And certainly palms on Palm Sunday, ashes on Ash Wednesday. These are what we call sacramentals. They're reminders to us of our faith, which is why we should have these visible in our homes, in our cars, wherever it is that we have them, that they are something that we can look at and say, oh, I remember Palm Sunday. More importantly, Passion Sunday, as we also call this day, an entrance into Holy Week, right? So the people who greeted Jesus, as we remembered at the beginning of Mass, they did what most people did back in those days when they were welcoming a dignitary or an important person into their town or their city. They would lay out a sort of red carpet, right? Except they would do a green carpet or a carpet or some sort of carpet. So they're not just walking on the simple earth. They're walking on a path that the people have lovingly and gratefully prepared. And so people would naturally pull some palms off of the trees, some olive branches. They even used their cloaks and they would lay them down as Jesus rode into Jerusalem. But those people, they left that palm there. They didn't take it into their homes to remember anything. Palms are everywhere in Jerusalem, right? They left them, forgot about them. I have to imagine that a few days later, as Jesus was being dragged through those very same streets, did he happen to notice little bits of palm there that had been left for him to praise him as they sang, Hosanna, all glory, laud, and honor to you, Redeemer King. And only a few short days later, we're yelling, crucify him, with that same voice. It's a reminder to us of really how fickle we can be, how fickle our faith can be, how flimsy, like this palm, our faith can be. That we walk a very narrow line between being very pleased with God and the way that he is conducting himself in our lives, usually because he's agreeing with everything that I'm doing, and then times when he asks for sacrifice, when he doesn't seem to be responding in a way that I'm asking him to, and I'm tempted, instead of yelling Hosanna, to yell crucify him. This isn't the God I wanted. That is the struggle, I think, that we enter into during Holy Week. We remember that Jesus came and took on everything that you and I are, all of our humanity, including our sin, our pain, our suffering, our shame, our guilt. He took it all. And as we just heard in that passion, he suffered and died for us. And just as we can be fickle between yelling Hosanna and crucify him, we can also be fickle in our response to Christ. We see an example of that in the two thieves on either side of Jesus, right? The one turns to him and reviles him. Deacon Dan read. He reviled Jesus. Even as he shared his same suffering, he said, aren't you the Christ? Aren't you the King of the Jews? Why don't you save yourself? And while you're at it, save me too. If not, you're nothing. You're useless to me. That was one response. And how often do we do that, right? If you're really God, fix this problem in my life. Heal this person in my life. Heal me. Make my life easy and simple and clear. And if you're not going to do that, then I don't have any time for you. And then the other side of that coin, the other side of that cross, is the good thief, the man we call the good thief, right? Tradition calls him St. Dismas. He says, and he looks at Jesus and he sees a man sharing his suffering, sharing his punishment, sharing his guilt. And he recognizes that in that suffering man who is just like him is his Savior. And so he says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. This man, the good thief, recognizes in Jesus his salvation, even in the midst of his suffering and Jesus. That is the fine line of Holy Week. It begins with Hosannas. It ends with crucify him. But it continues, right? That's why we enter into it. Because we know there's another ending. We know that the Good Friday leads to Easter Sunday. But we have to live through it. The same way that we live through our sin. The same way that we live through our suffering, our hardship. And these palms should remind us of this. So take them home. Put them where you can see them. And remember that even as our faith and our lives, our commitments can be flimsy as these palms, God's love for us is as strong as the cross.